Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sonia Leyva, who is running for re-election for the District 4 seat on the Washington School Board. You can hear the interview with the other candidate at kciiradio.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sonia Leyva, and I have lived in Washington for 31 years. Whoa. So I actually got my master's in UNI, so I was away for a little bit, but I am a high school graduate, and I'd like to call myself a Washingtonian, a demon at heart. I've lived here since I was three, so this is my home. This is my community. So my husband and I have two beautiful boys, ages 7 and 3. I am a full-time speech-language pathologist for ChildServe. It's an outpatient pediatric therapy clinic in Coralville. So I do that, and I love working with my kiddos, with my patients. I also enjoy being active in the Washington community. I serve as president, and I'm also co-founder of a nonprofit here in town called Latinos for Washington. I also volunteer at my son's school with Clover Kids, the 4-H program, and I'm also a Sunday school teacher. So I like to be involved in a variety of things here in our community.
And why are you seeking re-election? Why did you decide to run in the first place?
Yeah, so I have been on the board now for 4 years. It flew by. It doesn't seem that long. But in that time, I've learned so much about school finances, state laws, regulations. But my favorite thing is hearing about actual teachers and students, hearing from them what they're doing, what's actually going on in their classrooms, at their schools, and just seeing all the fun they're having and the creative and different ways that they are working with their teachers in the community to learn and to just really a lot of innovative and amazing things that they're doing at the schools. As a Latina in my community, I feel strongly that we need representation on the school board. Just like some people feel strongly that it's important to have both males and females and have that gender representation, I think it's important to have the ethnic representation as well. And I hope to be of service and be that bridge to connect the Latino community to our district and our teachers.
And if reelected, are there certain projects or initiatives that you'd like to focus on?
So I think my overall thing is I just want everyone to feel included and know that they have a voice in their community, that they have the ability and that it's also important for everyone to take an active role in their education. So not just with the classes that they're choosing and working with, you know, their advisors, teachers, etc., but also in, you know, whatever path they want to take, whether it be taking classes at Kirkwood and deciding that area, or just even extracurricular activities. I think those are very important because being social and also, you know, doing something outside of just schoolwork and academic work is very important. So I just want people to know that they can also have a voice if they are not into sports or into the clubs and organizations that are offered. It's important to, you know, talk to your teachers, coaches, principal, and let them know what you are interested in. Just this past year, there's been a couple of clubs that have started because students, you know, talked to a teacher and they were interested in a certain area and, you know, they got the ball rolling and new and different clubs were able to be started. I know Taekwondo, there's a fishing club, and I think they were talking about like a knitting or crochet. So just a variety of things, and I think that's all wonderful.
And in closing, is there anything else that you would like to say to voters ahead of Election Day?
Just the process of voting is not as scary or hard as some people may think. You know, if you have any questions, feel free to get a hold of me. But just going and voting, going to the courthouse, I know you can vote early, you can do absentee ballot, and it really doesn't take much of your time. It's quick. You know, you just need your ID, you go, and even if you don't know, you just go and you say, hey, I want to vote. What do I do? And they can help you out there. They're very friendly. And they just, we just want people to vote. We want as many people to get out there and, you know, have their say and put their opinion and vote and be a part of their community.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Sonia Leva, who is seeking re-election to the Washington School Board. Listen to KCII Tuesday for live results from the Washington County Courthouse. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.